Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Torment and the Finisher. And I'm your greeter this morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning. My name is Eva. Mary. Yada. Gaga. Onda. Da. E. Gay. Uwe. Owe. Eze. Tuesday.
Good morning. Great morning, Yvonne. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you.
Glory to God. Hello. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, Moxie. Go ahead.
Good morning, sis. How are you doing this Triumphant Tuesday? It's so good to hear both of you guys sound this morning. Good morning, Declare Victory. I love you guys.
Call
you.
Good news.
Oh, girl, you know I love good news. Come on. I will call you. Oh, God be praised. Pastor granddaughter came to church. God is good. You guys, the pastor granddaughter, the one that we prayed for that got shot in her spine. Oh, God be praised. She came to church. That's good, Yvonne. Okay, they got to finish greeting, Yvonne. Love you.
Praise God. Anyone else just joined a call and want to say good morning?
Good morning, Sharina. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, it's Dee Dee. I just wanted to share with the family this morning that thank you guys for praying for Sister Bubbly. Bubbly transitioned yesterday evening. And so I just want to, just pray for the family. I mean, I wanted to let everybody know that before, you know, how people post and stuff like that. I just couldn't share it. So if anybody's offended, I apologize. It just really made me go to bed. But Bubby was a greeter, a host, a prayer warrior, part of TNT. Y'all know what she was to me on Friday Night Live. And so just pray, because she fought the good fight of faith. She really did. And I'm going to always remember us being D1, D2, and D3. And if you have been wondering why y'all keep hearing Friday Night Live, you know, I'll make an announcement. That's because I've been just in the middle praying for her. So she's now with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Didi, for sharing. Yes, Bubbly. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I went up there and visited her, too, in Vegas. My heart's broken. Awesome. Thank you, Didi, for sharing. Love you. Praying for strength for you. Anyone else just join the call? Say good morning.
Hey, Tarina, it's Natasha. Good morning. Dee Dee, I just tapped in as you were speaking. I love you, praying for you, praying for Bubbly and the family. And I feel honored that I had a chance to even experience Bubbly and her, just her sound on the call. So praying for you guys and the family. Love you.
Good morning, Natasha. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Declare Victory. Good morning. No. This is D2. DD praying for you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, D2. Good morning to you. Anyone else just want to call this morning?
Sharina, let me just tell Dion, you got that D2, and that was you. You got it, girl. You have her same personality, so it just is an honor. Ooh, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not trying to change the call, but yeah, thank you, Jesus. 9 years, y'all. She was just amazing on this call. Thank
you, Lord. Yes, she was. Yes, she was. You don't have to apologize, Dee Dee. Yes, she was. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else just join the call and say good morning?
Yes, good morning. This is Kat. Good morning.
Good morning, Kat. Good morning to you.
Yes, anyone she was. I remember Bubbly.
I guess we can just take a time to just to remember her. her spirit, her bubbliness, her happiness every time she got on the call. Okay. Anyone else want to say good morning before I get started? Okay.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Tuesday. God bless everyone on the call. You have my great good, the good condolences. Hey, hey.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Good morning to you. Happy Drive for Tuesday. Okay, I need everyone to please check your phone to make sure your phone
good
is
morning.
On mute. Okay, who was that?
Good morning, it's Kind Kim. I love everybody.
Love you, Kind Kim.
I love you most.
I know, I miss your sound. Good morning to you. Okay, all right, let's get going. Let's get going. Please check your phone. Oh, no. Hello, my name is Torina Definition, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip in your walk with Christ. Make sure to join us during the month of March, where our monthly theme is entitled Suddenly. Each Declare will focus on the importance of respecting and how to properly respond to a suddenly move to God, of God. Make sure you're inviting friends so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today, TNT Bible Studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor Lavelle Jones. It will definitely enrich your spirit. There is prayer request submitted by the app, and the first one is from Moxie. Please pray for my son-in-law, Marcus Campbell Sr., praying for his health, his kidney, and his total healing in the name of Jesus. The next one is from Rochelle, praying for Brenda Grissom for her mental and physical strength, endurance, and for the Lord to cover her mind, soul, and spirit, and family as she continues to fight for the rights and justice for the family. And we want to please lift up Bubbly family for comfort and strength and healing, and continue to lift up Declare Victory. Special Dee Dee, an awesome woman of God. Okay, the order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Denise. Declaration is Geraldine. Then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Denise. Declaration, Geraldine. Then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Luke 2:13-14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on the earth, peace, good will towards men. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute and tell us to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer of Warrior Denise. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Good morning. Good morning. Let us settle our minds and our hearts and our spirit as we focus on the Lord on this morning. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up, Father God, and giving us yet another opportunity, Father God, just to give you praise, Father God, just to serve your kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just doing everything that you've done for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because it wasn't by any goodness of ourselves that you woke us up this morning, that you even protected us while we slept and slumbered, Father God. But Father God, because you are so good towards us, Father God, you kept us overnight so we can see yet another day. Father God, we thank you for just being exactly what we need, when we need it, how we need it, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being Alpha and Omega in our lives, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just being a strong tower, for being a place of refuge for us, Father God, for being just safety, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being a provider, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being shelter, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for being a sounding board for us, Father God. When we don't understand, you are there, Father God, hearing our prayer, hearing our cries. We thank you, Father God, for just being the great I am, for being whatever it is that we need, Father God, in each and every moment, Father God. We all need you for different reasons, Father God. We all need to understand, Father God. We all need to hear your word, Father God. We all need to feel your presence, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for making yourself present and available to us. Father God, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for forgiving us for anything that we might have thought, for anything that we might have said, anything that we might have done, Father God. Father God, earlier this year, we declared that we will repent, Father God. And some of us repented and gone back, Father God. Some of us just didn't repent at all, but yet you still continue to give us grace and mercy, Father God. So we thank you for just forgiving us, Lord. We thank you for just having mercy on us, Father God. Even when we don't deserve it, Father God, you've given us mercy. So for that, we praise you and we thank you on today, Lord. Father God, we have heavy hearts on today, Father. Father God, we are in mourning right now, Father God, for our dear sister Bubbly, who you've called home. And yes, we will miss her, Father God, but it's your perfect will for her to be with you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the gift of memory, for the gift of all the times when she spoke, for all the times when she has declared, for all the times when she has prayed, for all the conversations, Father God, for all the interactions, Father God. And we remember the joyous times, Father God. And that joy, Father God, that joy that you give us, Father God, will be our strength during this season, Lord. So we thank you for her life. We thank you for her family, Father God. We ask that your ministering angel should speak to each and every one of her family members, Father God, each and every one of her friends. Minister to them, Lord. Give them understanding, Lord, that is your perfect will for her life, not ours. It was our job just to steward her, but she belongs to you. So we thank you, Father God, for gifting her to us, Lord. We pray, Father God, for Brother Marcus, Father God, for his total healing, for his wholeness, Father God. We ask that the blood of Jesus just cover his entire body, Father God. You know exactly how and what he needs, Father God. You made him, Lord. So we ask right now that you go in into those places. Fix it, Father God. Mend it, Father God. Heal it, Father God, with the balm of Gilead, Father God, and make him whole again, Lord. And we ask, Father God, that while you're doing that, that you're ministering to him, Lord, that he understands that his healing does not come from the doctor. His healing does not come from medicine, but his healing comes from you, Father God. We ask right now that whatever it is that he needs in this very hour, that you provided for him, Father God. We thank you for his family that is surrounding him. We thank you, Father God, for his mother-in-law that has put him before you, Father God, on the altar, Lord. So you can have mercy on him, Father God. I pray and declare his strength on today, Lord. I stand in agreement, Father God, that he is whole. Father God, I pray for Sister Brenda, Lord, Father God. I pray for the weight, Father God, that she's carrying, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, for the angels assigned to her to help her carry it, Father God.
to strengthen her, Lord, to give her wisdom, Father God, to speak and calm her mind, Father God, to speak and touch her heart, Father God, so she can carry on, Father God. You gave her an assignment, Father God, and it's her. She's the one to carry out the assignment. So give her all the tools that she needs, Father God. Give her everything that she requests in this very hour, Father God. And put the right people in her place to support her, to speak good things, Father God, so she can see you move suddenly in her situation, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person that got up this morning and joined the call, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for every prayer request that was unspoken. Your word says that you hear every prayer, Father God, and you will answer them according to your will. So answer prayer, Father God, the unspoken prayers, Father God, the ones at the midnight hour, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you cover our children, Lord, as they go to school, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their classroom, Father God, over each and every student in their classroom, over their teachers, Father God, over the administration in their school, Father God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that miracles, signs, and wonder becomes real to them, Father God, that when they look at themselves in the mirror, they understand that they are the miracle, Father God. I pray for each and every parent on this line. I pray for each and every grandparent, Father God, on this line. Whatever the need is, Father God, even if it's a good report, we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for just creating this community, for creating this fire called Declare Victory, Father God. Thank you for bringing us to this fire so we can get what we need, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your will be done in this season. And I pray that we are obedient, Father God. I pray that each and every word that is spoken on this line, Father God, that each and every seed that is planted, Father God, that is planted in good soil, Lord, so it can grow, so your kingdom can grow and strengthen, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I keep hearing, thank you for your mercy and your compassion and your grace in all things, Father God. I pray, though, for those who are lamenting in this season, Father. They may not understand it, Lord, and they're in pain, Father God. But you are the cure to each and every piece of pain, Father. So bring back joy. Bring back happiness. Remind each and every person that's lamenting now that you love them, Father. Remind them that it's your love that has kept them. Remind them that it's your love that brought the family together. Remind them, Father God, that it was your love that you sacrificed your only son to give to this world so we can have life more abundantly, Lord. Remind them exactly who you are. And we will be very careful to give you praise. We will be very careful to give you worship. And at this time, we will demonstrate that by taking our phones off of mute. And we will corporately praise your name for being who you are, for being God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, for this very breath in our body, Father God. We will take this opportunity to lift up our hands, our face, and be thankful. We will take this opportunity, Father God, and let you come in, Father God, because you are the glory, Father God. You are the Lord, strong, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your Father God. We will lift up our hands, Father God. No devil in hell can take us from
Thank you, Father. So thank you, Father, for giving us control, to control the things that we can't control. And what we can't control is to humble ourselves, turn from our ways, and seek your face and pray. We thank you for the declarer on this morning, Father God. I pray that each and every word that is spoken, Father God, touches every hearer, Lord. I pray that the word that is delivered will suddenly have someone say, what must I do to be saved on today? I pray that the word that is delivered on today will suddenly change someone's mind about their situation. I pray that the word that is spoken on today, Father God, will suddenly open up our hearts for more of you, Father God, to be closer to you, Lord, suddenly, Father. I pray that the declarer, whatever they're in need of on today, Father God, that you give it to them, Father God, that you answer their prayer in the secret closet, Father God, the things, the personal things that only you know, Father God, that you answer their prayer according to your will. I thank you for this opportunity to pray. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to open my mouth to speak with you on this morning. I thank you for this day. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that I pray. You are now in the hands of the declarer. Amen.
Good morning, family. I'm just going to take a moment. I know you guys heard Mother Geraldine's name, but we are all servants and ready for the assignment. I want to take a few minutes just to be able to breathe. I believe Bubbly is well-loved, not was, is well-loved. And today, after I declare, I'm going to dedicate Love, Life, and Victory. If you guys want to share something, and just, you know, uplift each other and Dee Dee, and we can share and
about the declaration, but we want to take that time to honor our sister. We never want to go and not honor the ones who not only serve, but are really, really dear to us. We're all dear to one another. But when we serve in a place, we become family. So kind Father in heaven, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you, oh God, and to be able to speak what you spoke to me, oh God. I ask that Shell, Rochelle, Rachel, restore, decrease, and that your Holy Spirit stand up bold in me. Lord, that I will speak something that will grasp the hearts of my sisters and brothers, oh God, that will give them hope and understanding and application of the word. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I ask if there's anything that I have said or done that wasn't pleasing unto you, oh God, forgive me and help me to do your will. Let my will be your will. Let it decrease and be you be everything that you abide in me and me in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So family, we know that this month our theme is suddenly. And the subtitle of my declare this morning is Suddenly It Happened. So we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is not bound by time. God is the absolute author, creator, instructor, dictator of time. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is time. And because our Father has spoken everything into existence, Genesis 1, and we can also reference Psalms 104, because Abba Father has called us to be and be made in his image and has also given us as believers the power to speak those things in faith and see them come to pass, suddenly it happened. We hear the definition constantly about time, but I'm going to read it again just so we can get a little more clarity. I'm sorry, my notes went away. So time. Time, the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. The measured or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. Duration. The Greek word in the Old Testament, it talks about linear or chronological time. It's called chronos. It's and it's revered the word chronologically, which is the study of time. Time is for us. It's a part of order. Now, there are different times and time zones all across the world, all around the world. And some of us reside in one time zone, but actually function in another time zone. Y'all know where I'm going with that. I really believe that God had me in mind when he created different time zones. Don't none of y'all that know me come off mute, please. Some of y'all like to show up way too early for everything. The early bird does not get the worm. If you dig deep enough and stay around late enough, you'll get a worm too. I'm just saying. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Yeah. Ecclesiastic talks about time and season. There is a time and a season for everything. There is a time and a place for everything. We quote different things like in due time, in due season. Oh, they'll come around in their own time. It's just in a matter of time. And what we'll be taking and what we'll be talking about today is suddenly it happened. Let's go to a couple places in the Bible that talks about it happened. Let's go to Matthew 8, 5 through 10, and verse 13, and I'll read from the New Living Translation. The cross-reference for this parable in the Bible is Luke 7, 1 and 10. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman soldier came and pleaded with him, "Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed, and is in terrible pain." Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." But the officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, "I tell you the truth, I haven't seen this faith like this in all Israel." The Roman officer spoke that Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith. But he trusted Jesus to know that Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. He had that now faith. Verse 13 says, when Jesus said to the Roman officer, when he saw his faith, he said, "Go home, go back home, because you believed, it has happened." And the young servant was healed that same hour. Suddenly it happened. When we look at our faith, we look at our prayers, we look at things that we begin to ask the Lord for, and we're like, okay, Lord, when? But we see right here the now faith, that believing in who he is, it just happened because of his faith. Sometimes we don't see the manifestation of our prayers or of God's word right then and there. But 2 Peter tells us that 1,000 years is like a day to the Lord. So it's not by our time. Remember, he's not bound by time. He's the author of time. So he don't operate in time. He operates outside of time because he is time. Let's go to another one in the another parable in the Bible. And I'm going to try to pronounce this. It's the Syrophoenician woman. And that we're going to read Matthew 15, 21 through 28. And your cross-reference for this parable is Mark 7, 24 through 30. Matthew 15, 21 reads, "Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him, pleading, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely.' But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. 'Tell her to go away,' they said. 'She is bothering us with all her begging.' Then Jesus said to the woman, 'I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel.' But she came and worshiped him." Now she's a Galilean, pleading again, "Lord, help me." Jesus responded, Isn't it right to take food from the children and throw it on to the dogs?" She replied, "That's true, Lord. Even the dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." And your daughter was instantly healed. Suddenly, it happened. Talking about that now faith again, how it displays. We talk about in instances where we choose to petition the Lord constantly for one thing or another. When we always want to use the phrase, won't he do it? Won't he do it? But in reality, because God is not bound by time, that he is time, he's already done it. You just haven't caught the revelation. And even though she was the lady in this about her daughter wasn't considered the chosen, her faith is what quickened him. When in spiritual reality, he's already done what you've asked him to do. There's something that we need to do to activate the impossibility of it. So we know that Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. So we come to him constantly tapping and tapping and tapping and tapping. Lord, 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 Lord. He's like, why do you keep coming to me about this thing? If you really realize and you sit back and think, there's been some type of unctioning before time, before getting to this place, before getting to a situation that may have happened or will happen, the Lord has already prepared you for it. We just didn't take heed of it. And then now we're here. And once that thing happens where he's done it, we just see him doing it. But he's already done it. It's our faith to believe what we see, but what we believe. How we as believers, how we speak, determines the time and the outcome. It can be suddenly it happened, or it can be as joyful Jacqueline talked about yesterday, all of a sudden, which means it looks like a series of something to get to the suddenly. The revelation is not won't he do it, but won't he did it. And now it might not sound like grammar English, but it is. It is what it is. He is who he is. There's another one that one of my favorites is about the Capernaum official son, and that's in John 4, 46 and 54. And I'll read this one from the Passion Translation. Jesus entered the village of Cana of Galilee, where he had transformed water into wine. He met there. He did that suddenly. They asked a request, and bam, there it is. Not magic. He met there a governmental official from Capernaum, whose son was very sick and dying. When he heard that Jesus had left Judea and was staying in Cana of Galilee, he decided to make the journey to Cana. He got his stuff together. So that means that he heard about Jesus the healer and knew what he had to do. I'm going to go back to the one with the servant. Isn't it amazing how he petitioned Jesus for the servant? He wasn't even a family member. He was a servant. But because he was loyal, because the owner thought he was so important to him, he petitioned God for his healing. That means that he loved him as family. He considered him as family. So we can't despise our service to whomever. Our service is our service, and we have to do it. We have to do it unto God and not unto man. Because then it becomes pleasing and loyalty. So getting back to the official and his son, starting at verse 4, I'll go back to 47. He decided to make the journey to Cana. When he found Jesus, he begged him, "You must come with me to Capernaum and heal my son." So Jesus said to him, "You never believe unless you see signs and wonders." But the man continued to plead, "Come with me to Capernaum before my little boy dies." Jesus looked at him in his eyes and said, "Go back home now. I promise you, your son will live." The man believed in his heart the words of Jesus and set off for home. When he was still a distance from Capernaum, his servants met him on the road and told him the good news. Your son is healed. He's alive. Overjoyed, the father asked his servants, when did my son begin to recover? Yesterday, they said. At 1:00 p.m. He had to think back. All at once, all of a sudden, his fever broke, and now he's well. Then the father immediately realized that it was at that very same hour that Jesus spoke words to him, your son will live. From that day forward, the man, his servants, and all his family believed. Healing the official son was Jesus' second extraordinary miracle in Galilee after returning from Judea. We know that the word speaks that his word will not go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that he sent it out to do. Isaiah 55:11. The Amplified says it like this. So will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without result, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter of what I send it. Suddenly, it happened. God speaks in the advance. He speaks before. He speaks what was, what is, and what's to come. When our understanding catches up to what has already been spoken, it becomes revelation to us. Catch that. A couple weeks ago, I had lost my voice, and I wasn't feeling well, and I ended up losing my voice for about a week and a half. And all of a sudden, I got this phone call, and most of us know Phil. He called my phone. I was just like, why is Phil calling my phone? And you know, if Phil calling your phone, honey, he calling to either tell you something or tell you what the Lord told him to do. So as I picked up the phone and I said, hey, he was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I ain't got no voice. And I sounded horrible. And he said, man, he started laughing because that's what he do. He started laughing a little bit, and then I was trying to tell him something, and all I could hear is Shana-na-ma-sik, and I said, oh, Jesus. So he immediately went in to prayer mode. And as he began to pray, I had to sit and surrender myself to be like, I was just like, okay, I'm sick, I'm going to get well, whatever the case may be. But what I realized as he began to pray is, that we can speak those things that aren't as they were and see them come to pass because of the faith that we have. It didn't take my faith. It took the Lord to have him call me and him to pray because he trusts God. He believes God. I do too, but I'm talking about how it came about. Excuse me. So as he began to pray, and he prayed, and you know, again, he laughed afterwards, and we talked a little bit more, and as I began to talk, my voice started coming back, y'all. Real true story. It started to come back. And I had to laugh. I was just like, Phil, what was the name of that spirit? Because, honey, he came right on out. What did I do? And he laughed, and it was funny because when we surrender, it happens. It happens immediately. We can definitely count the suddenly as immediately. So I was laughing about that, and God never goes without demonstration. He never goes without demonstration. He always presses us to a place because it's not about us, it's about him. So he'll get the glory out of everything. And I appreciate the fact that I was able to recognize, and I'm not saying it was really a spirit, but if it was, I'm okay with it because guess what? I yield to the prayer. I yield to understanding that if it wasn't of God, because sickness is not of God, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. So we don't have to continue to hold on when our body isn't lining up. All we have to do is speak the word. So it can suddenly happen. So I'm going to stop here because there's a couple things that I want to do. I want to open the line. The first part of Love, Life, and Victory, if you want to say good morning, please do so. But then we're going to go ahead and be able just to celebrate Bubbly. If you have a question, have your questions at the end. Might not even be in the questions, and I'm fine with that. But if you have a question, let it come after everybody has shared about Bubbly. It is time out for just woozing over people and woozing over things that impacts our heart, that impacts our day. This is what we come together for because we are family. So as I begin to unmute you all, say good morning. And if you knew Bubbly, and even if you didn't, just send a prayer to her family because they need her. We know what we feel like when we lose our family. So is there anyone that joined the line that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Sunshine.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Sabrina. I didn't know Sister Bubbly, but I just wanted to keep her family lifted in comfort, love, and prayer. Amen. And thank you for your declaration.
Good morning, this is Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you, Pastor, for your condolences and your heartfelt prayers. Thank you. Is there anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Jubilant. I'm so sad to hear about Bubbly. One thing I will always remember is her beautiful smile. I also will remember just her, you know, just like what her name is. She had that bubbly personality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will always remember that about her. I'm definitely praying for her family.
Hey, Shell.
Hey,
Dave. Hey, I got to say it before the kids, excuse me, get here in about 5 minutes. But thank you for taking time. And I appreciate you saying that we have to stop just kind of gliding over our loved ones. We have to really cherish those who cherish us. And life really is as a vapor. So as heavy as my heart is this morning, all I got is her big old smile, and those who knew her knew she loved some new addition, her 49ers and her Draymond Green, but not saying nothing about him. So our last conversation, with all of her pain and being in treatment, she still was lifting me up. So that's what I want to remember about my beautiful sister and the time that we had when we went and me and my mom took her to eat and we went to grocery shop and just bubbly, just to, whew. Sometimes you've got to breathe. So thank you, Tosh. Thank you, everybody who reached out, because this has been so hard. It's like my sister's one of my fourth close sisters that cancer thought it won, but it didn't, because Bubbly fought the good fight of faith to the end. She was still fighting. So let's remember that, and let's also be reminded when we get on a call, we've been doing this for 10 years, 6 o'clock in the morning, this is serious prayer time. So we got to come with our hearts open to God, no matter what else is going on. Come and give it to him. I always put it like this. Imagine you're at church and you're coming to the altar, right? As we're praying, corporate prayer, and as we're listening to people and listening to people share and stuff like that, the enemy is so angry. So he's going to dispatch stuff. What I really want to be glad about, though, with Bubbly is that she loved her some declare victory. So y'all just know that her prayers, your prayers will be sent to her family. I'll let her daughter know that you guys have been praying and for them. And thank you, Rochelle, for this opportunity. I love you to life. I'm going back on.
I love you too, sis. It's funny because when I met Bubbly here on Declare Victory, and when I went to Vegas, honey, I was trying to find her. I was like, where is Bubbly? So I ended up catching up with her and Nikisha where they worked. They had a booth at the swap meet, and y'all know I like to shop, but you know, they'll pray for me. But it was just, it was a blessing to be able to meet my sister in the gospel, that, you know that when you're somewhere and you talk to somebody and you become family and you can't see them and you're in the same place that they're at, make time, because we don't have time.
we never know when the time is going to come. I couldn't understand, you know, why the Lord kept saying time, time. Now I know what today meant is time. We don't have a whole lot of time. So make sure we love on one another. Make sure we're sharing with one another, that we're making sure that we understand that they are loved. We never know what somebody's going through. We never know if we, that the word that we have is uplifting, that can help somebody just make it another day. Is there anyone else that wants to say good morning or hello? Or
good morning, this is Camille.
Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, this is Tanya. And
good morning.
I just want to say, I remember hearing Bubbly's voice on the line. I've never met her, but it was just like, you know, her name. Very bubbly, all exciting. She was always laughing. So I just pray for the family, you know, and everything. And yeah, it's just, it is a lot that's going on. And we don't have a lot of time. So thank you, Michelle. I didn't hear all of your message this morning, but I did hear most of it. So I just thank you for sharing this morning. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Swanita. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Prosperous.
Morning,
I'm
Prosperous.
Hearing that message about time. Good morning. Great declaration, my sister. I've been hearing the message time too. I've been hearing that in my spirit, and that's a very interesting thing. I've been hearing about it too. I just wanted to give tribute to Bubbly. I was sharing on the women's call last week that I think it's about 7 years that I joined Declare Victory, and Bubbly was one of the, if not the, main greeter at the time, and she is Bubbly. That's how I remembered her, and I just thank God for her good fight of faith. I remember when I joined, because I felt attached to her, and I didn't really know her, but she was going through some treatment at the time, but I thank God for her life. I thank God for sustaining her, and I just lift her entire family up. Dee Dee, thank you for your continued prayers for her. That just puts her on our hearts, even as recently as yesterday. So I just give tribute to Bubbly. We love her. Declare Victory. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Prosper. Anyone else want to say good morning? Or
yeah, this is Trina again. I want to share about Bubbly. You're right, Michelle. Oh my God. It'd be 2 years to next month when I'm going to go visit. Where I had a death in the family in Vegas 2 years ago, and I went to visit Bubbly. I called her and let her know that I was in town in Vegas and I want to go and see her. I did. I went to go see her and picked her up and spend time with her. We went out to eat and, oh my goodness, it was such a blessing to be around her. She was such an encourager, so much joy, so much joy. We had an awesome time. I'm sorry. I know it's more I can say about Bubbly. I love her and I pray for her daughter and her grandchildren. She loved them so much. Love you, Dee Dee, also. Thank you.
Thank you, Trina. Yeah, we have to honor our soldiers. And it doesn't matter if she got on 1 day or 2 days. If you heard her voice, if you know who she is, if you've been on Friday Night Live, then you know Bubbly.
Good morning. This is Cynthia. I just want to say praying for Bubbly and her family. I never met her, but I heard of her on the line and from Dee Dee, and sending my condolences.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Welcome.
Good morning. Great morning. God morning. It's magnificent. Just hearing about the news about Bubbly. Sending my love and condolences.
Real names.
Oh, Deborah. Oh, Dee Dee.
Deborah Evans.
Deborah Evans.
I started hanging out with
Deborah
her.
Payton.
Oh, Payton?
Yeah, Deborah Payton. That's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Just wanted to send my love and condolences to the family. I started hanging out with Bubbly a few years ago before she moved to Vegas. I would pick her up, and because she didn't have transportation, so I would pick her up and take her around the grocery stores and different stuff. And just because she was so bubbly, I would call her Bubblicious. And she was so sweet and so funny. We worked downtown or caught the transportation downtown. We would meet at BART and take her around or try to run her around and do kind of errands or whatever she needed. And when she moved to Vegas, I lost contact with her. I didn't stay in touch as much as I should have, but just wanted to send my love and condolences. She was amazing. She was so funny, very encouraging, and lots of fun. And so just sending my love and condolences to hear about Bubbly. Love you guys.
Love you too. Magnificent. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. Go ahead, Tan. I'll go after you.
Okay. Thank you, Phil, for allowing this space to remember Bubbly. Inside us that, that she was in hospice. You know, I immediately started to pray and ask God to just heal her on this side or the next. And I tell you, when Dee Dee texted us yesterday that she was gone, that she had left us, she was like, I am out of here. Deuces, I'll see y'all later. I was relieved but sad, just because of, the human side of it. But, her suffering, she suffered for quite a while. But this is what I remember about Bubbly. So in 2015, I released my first book. And it was, we had the book release in Richmond. Like right on the edge of Pinole and Richmond. And I knew Bubbly did not, either she didn't drive or she didn't have transportation, because she caught the bus and BART everywhere. And I was already a nervous wreck. And Dion told me that Bubbly was here. I said, what do you mean Bubbly is here? And she said, Bubbly is here. I said, Dion said she caught the bus. I said, she caught the bus here? Because it was in the evening. And I started crying. She was like, you can't cry. You're going to mess your makeup up. But anyway, my whole point was that Bubbly was so faithful and so committed. She was attending Praise Fellowship Bible Church at the time. And she was so bubbly all the time. I called her Bubblicious too. But I was like, is that really real? She can't be that happy all the time. She can't be that uplifting at all. But she really was. It really was who she was. And I don't know if we gave her that, if Declare Victory gave her that nickname, or she came there with that nickname, but it totally fit her personality. I also remember her saying that. And so those are some of the memories that I have about Bubbly, just her, as many of you have already said. I know her daughter, Melody. I don't know her son, but I know her daughter, Melody, and definitely will continue to be praying for the family. Okay, we did give it to her because of her personality. Leave it to Declare Victory. Anyway, right. Love y'all.
Right. Great day. Right. Yes, that goes to show you it is a great place, y'all. We never see, embrace the time, embrace your name, embrace Declare. Hey, it's Declare Victory, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl.
Good morning. Thank you for the declaration. Bill, I'm just finding out about Bubbly too, and I'm grateful to God for my sister Dee Dee having introduced me to Declare Victory and to Bubbly. And I remembered when Bubbly was doing her jewelry shows, and as Dee Dee tells it, I do like to shop. So I would be on Bubbly's jewelry shows, and we would I would watch her virtually. I never met her in person, but virtually. I showed up most Friday nights, or whenever it was. I forgot what day it was she was having her jewelry shows. But I would be there and make my order, and we would laugh, and Bubbly had jokes, and she and I would have hot flashes at the same time. But I really thank God for her love and for her her greeting whenever we were on Friday Night Live, and just the joy that Bubbly brought into my life, into our lives. So thank you so much. And I'm praying for her family.
Thank you, Bo. Sorry. Yeah.
Hey, Shell. Good morning. It's Bree.
Hey, Bree.
Bree, just wanted to say good morning to everybody. And I was thinking, I have so many mixed emotions about Bubbly going home, mainly because I mismanaged my time. And I woke up thinking this morning about procrastination and how it's the arrogant assumption that God owes us an opportunity to do today, to do tomorrow what we could do today. And I say that because when we received the invitation on Sunday, and I call it not a notification, an invitation, that she had entered into hospice, and to reach out to her yesterday was so incredibly busy. I thought I had more time. And so I've been sitting with that. And the only thing that has lifted my heart, well, two things. One, she's not suffering anymore. But I just could imagine Brother Adrian's face when he welcomed one of his best friends to heaven. They were so close. And
they
so it
were.
Just makes me so happy to know that they are together and that they are happy. That's the only thing that's keeping me from rocking back and forth this morning. So, Bubbly lived our memorial. Can't nobody say nothing bad about Bubbly. I remember one Sunday we accidentally dressed in the same color, and she was so tickled by that. We did a whole photo shoot in the back of the church when I was supposed to be working. And for me, those would be precious memories that I'll treasure. So, and I want to thank Dee Dee for being the glue in many relationships. Dee Dee is the friend that we all think that we are. And I know that her heart is broken. And so I just want to offer you all condolences, all of you that had an extension to Bubbly. But Dee Dee, I know that this was really a blow for you. So Grace, I just want to offer you our deepest condolences. Yes, most definitely.
Thank you, Bree. Yes. Can I say something real quick? Before the kid, let me keep together because I got these lashes back on. I'm going to take them off, though. But I was thinking, Sabrina, you reminded me of something, and I won't really say where it happened, but Bubbly, she was such my friend, and I remember her excitement. She would be so excited, like Dondria said, just a little stuff, and she would show up, y'all. BART bus, plane, train, whatever, she was coming. And so this particular event we were at, Bubbly hadn't met my husband in person, but she would talk to him because Friday Night Live, he was on it too. But when she met him for the first time, let me tell y'all what happened. Because y'all know I'm real particular about my people. So when she saw him, you would have thought she was meeting Morris Chestnut or something. When Bubbly moved, pushed me out the way and rushed at him, I kind of felt the way. I was like, wait, hold on. You my Bubbly. And you trying, so yeah. But she had, like Sabrina said, there's so many memories about that Bubbly, that Deborah Payton. And I'm going to today, I told another one of our friends I talked to last night for a while, Sister Ro Diggity. I told her I'm going to do New Edition Marathon all day, because if you knew Bubbly, knew her, you knew that Michael Bivens from New Edition, that was her husband. You couldn't tell them the difference. So just to find places to heal this heart, because it's so heavy. I'm going to do New Edition. I'm going to rep some Niner stuff, because she was a Niner fan. She loved her Warriors. Draymond Green was her boo too, and just the life that she had. And she did love her children and her grandchildren. So thank you again, Shell, for this opportunity. It feels like I had a good old dose of therapy.
Yes, and that's what it does. When we think back on some parts of the declaration, we spoke, but it was the faith that connected that made it happen. Bree talked about her best friend Adrian welcoming her And he probably was waiting for her. And he can finally say, suddenly it happened, you're here. And we might think it's a bad thing here because we miss her. But it's a good thing that she transitioned to the place where she believed as well.
Yep. I got to say something here. Wow. That time thing. Brother Adrian was someone else. I joined 7 years ago. It's just weird. It's weird in the human form, but God knows what he's doing. Like, he had me drawn to Brother Adrian when I first joined the call, and I wasn't really drawn to many people on the call. I was people who was around 7 years ago, no. When you talked, I just heard this message about time and in heaven yesterday. And in heaven, there is no time. And I still need to study this. But so it's like you're there, and then you see when you just said Brother Adrian, and then look, turn around and see suddenly, Bubbly. I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful image. And I have to say, Bubbly, I always think about her too on that Friday Night Live, Dee Dee. It used to be off the chain. And we would talk about, she would talk about New Edition, and I'd get up in there because I love me some New Edition too. So many laughs and just good memories too. So just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes. Hey, good morning. You know, it's Mox. Have to jump in real quick. Okay, let me tell you something. When I first came on the line, I always said she's my favorite greeter. I'd never forget it. Coming on, being never knowing anything about a prayer call, let alone being on one, right? And then hearing being greeted with that such love and that sound, I would never forget. And I remember telling her, I just love how you greet. I love your sound. And just Bubbly, she would definitely just always be in my memory of that. And of course, thinking about the jury too, when buying her jury on when she used to sell it with what's her name? I forgot her name.
Nikisha.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, her. Oh yeah, God be praised. I just was thinking about that sound. Welcome me into the clear victory. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bubbles. I love you, girl.
Yeah. Look, from the greeter podium, I see you, Living Water. When she said she wasn't feeling well and she was in the hospital or whatever, I'd be like, Bub, I could take it off. She was like, I got it. So it doesn't matter. Her heart was to serve. So go ahead, Living Water.
Hey, good morning.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You can finish, Moxie. That's fine.
Oh no, I just thought about that time when she was going through the cancer situation, when she was telling she was gonna cut her hair. And I remember when, you know, a couple of me myself was one who was trying to, you know, like, oh, maybe you don't have to do that, right? She cut us off real quick. It was like, listen, this is my decision. I'm doing it. And I remember that. And it was just, I remember being on the phone like, ooh, okay. And, you know, just, you know, that firm decision of her knowing what she wanted to, what she needed to do. You know, she didn't want her hair falling out. I remember her discussing that with us and everything. And she just cut us off and was like, no, y'all don't need to keep on telling me not to do it. This is what he does. Oh, God be praised. Love you, love you, love you.
Hey, I wondered why I called her 2 days ago and didn't get an answer, because I didn't know she had entered into hospice. And then finding out this morning, you know, with Dee Dee saying that, I didn't even hear Dee Dee. I heard everybody in the prayer and everything. So, you know, sometimes there's times when news hits you and it's a shock. And then there's other times when news hits you and it's just kind of well with your soul. As far as that hair thing, initially when she first got her diagnosis, one of the comments I mentioned to her was, not every form or bout with chemotherapy causes you to lose your hair. And she was so excited about that, right? That wasn't why she chose to stick it out and see. But initially, she was like, really? Right? And you could just see her excitement. And that's what I love about Bubbly. And I don't say love about Bubbly, because her memories will always be with all of us and in our hearts. She was real. She told us some stories, you know, shared on Friday Night Live, shared on the Thursday Night Women's Call, and we got to know her as a person, as if we were, you know, next to her. And then when she moved over to Vegas, it was like, okay, she was still here, showing up D1, D2, D3. And so I just wanted to say something that, you know, that would help us to remember that she is no longer in pain. She suffered a lot. She has been through a lot. And I was looking at Facebook just a minute ago, and I think her sister passed like 2 years ago or something like that. But what we know now, no more pain, no more struggles, no more sorrow, no more cancer. And we get to cherish the memories that we experienced with her, being real and being excited about life and making her mind up that she was going to fight. And she did fight that. She did indeed. And so she didn't lose, like Didi said. She didn't lose nothing. So I believe no more. I know for sure she's at rest. This is the time we get to rest when we're with him, right? While we're here, we still got work to do. And I want to kind of go along with the same sentiment as Bree with you, Dee Dee. Thank you for being a friend, right? Thank you for being a friend. Because sometimes people in life don't have that and don't get to experience what true friendship and the agape kind of love looks like. And so because of you, she got to experience that. I don't know if she got it anywhere else in her life, but I know she got it from you. So thank you, Dee Dee. And my condolences to the family. Thank you, Shell, for this.
Yes, Dee Dee, that's, yeah. Even though the declaration pointed a lot to the healing because of Jesus spoke, well, we know that a lot of times we pray for our family members and loved ones to be healed, and we're looking at it as we want them to be healed here. But we know that when God's will said it's for them to be healed on the other side, and we know that his plans are best. Again, we talked about when they transition, there are no more pain. I wish if I could have had my mom sick and all, I would have kept her here. But she wouldn't have been comfortable here. She wouldn't have been, happy in pain. But what I do know is, and this is my testimony, that God allowed me, as I begin to pray for her, God allowed me a duration of time to be able to see her, to switch roles and care for her, and let her know how much I appreciated to be able to take care of her after the 30 plus years she took care of me. A lot of times we don't have that opportunity. But don't despise the fact that if they're not healed here, they're not healed. Because with when they're with God, they are in no more pain, joy, there's no sadness. It is just, it's all good. G, capital G, capital O, little O, capital D. It's all God. Somebody else want to share?
Good morning. This is Ruth. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, really quick. Good morning, everyone. Rochelle, I enjoyed you this morning. Dee Dee, thank you for the update. And I just wanted to implore those that will and extend an invitation to anyone that has a desire to sow, to give something, whatever is given on today will be sent directly to the family. I can speak firsthand to things that'll come up that are not part of the plan. I don't know what her scenario was with regard to preparation, but what I can say is that she was extremely faithful.
not just on Friday Night Live, but also on the TNT prayer call and declare victory for pretty much the entirety of her time until she moved to Las Vegas. And so if it's on your heart to do so, please, ma'am, please, sir, just send a little something, PayPal, Cash App, and just put Bubbly in the notes, and we'll make sure that it gets to her family. Somebody is building a she shed in the background. If you can mute your phone, that'd be great. Declare Victory is going to do what Declare Victory is going to do, but if, in fact, you had relationship with her, you experienced her consistent fervor, even in her illness, even through all of her different sicknesses and ailments, she was still bubbly every single time. It never, ever failed, even when she wasn't feeling her best. And so if, in fact, you feel like being a blessing to her, so we can put everything collectively in one location and then make sure it gets to her daughter effectively. And that's all I got. Good morning, everyone. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you, Dee. That was coming up too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anybody else want to share?
I just wanted to say one last thing, and I'm glad you mentioned that about Pastor Dion about TNT Bible study. When I first joined, she was such an humble servant. I remember her, Pastor Lavelle, leading the call, and she, I just remember her humility. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jubilee. I wanted to say that too. It's like on every platform, from, you know, the TNT Bible study to especially Friday Night Live. That was, I didn't see Dee Dee without Bubbly. And then also Declare Victory, where I first met her. She just, you know, she lit up the room just, you know, being on the call, being that greeter. I remember that about her. And like everybody was saying, Dee Dee, my prayers are going out for you. I mean, going up for you, because you guys are almost like a hand in a glove to me. Usually when I heard you on the line, then, you know, especially with doing the Friday Night Live, that she was always there, like, joking and stuff like that. But anyway, she'll be greatly missed.
Thank you, Susan. You know, any of you that are on the line and may not know, have known Bubbly here, there's still a need for her family. And Dion just said what it is. Prayers are always good for the family. They don't stop. They don't stop. Prayer does not stop for the family. And for Dee Dee, she needs strength. She stands in the gap for quite a few people. And she's been through a lot as well, holding up quite a few people. So call out her name in prayer as well. And I mean it. Because as we know, as the declaration said, when we speak in faith, suddenly it happens. So continue to lift each and every one up. Is there anyone else that want to say anything before we go ahead and depart?
This is Sister Lisa.
I do.
My heart goes out to everyone on the call. I heard of Bubbly, her name being spoken. I didn't know her personally, but I'm praying for each and every one of you. My heart goes out to her children, her grandchildren, and I will be praying for them. Thank you. God bless. Hey, hey.
Thank you, hey, Lisa.
Hey, Marcelle, did you hear me? This is Sister Sabrina. I don't know if you heard me earlier.
I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay. I have said that I don't know Sister Bubbly, but I'm keeping her family in comfort and love and peace, and I'm praying for Dee Dee. I'm praying for everybody on the call. So God bless everybody and have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Sabrina.
Good morning, Ruth.
I think Ruth and then Todd.
Really quick, sad to hear that we lost another soldier of the Declare Victory.
one thing I can remember about Bubbly is her her dedication and her she was like the number one fan of New Edition. And even with her condition, she continued to wear the T-shirts and, you know, make little funny, have funny pictures and stuff on Facebook. And time, yes, is so important. I remember going back and forth to Vegas, and I would say, I'm going to call Bubbly when I get there. And then, of course, I get to Vegas and do all kind of other stuff. And so I just have to, I'm taking it in, and I'm like, okay, when I say I'm going to do something, I need to do it. And also, I'm just asking for prayer. My husband and I are traveling to Utah this morning. His mom is in hospice, and his sister, she has cancer, and it has traveled to her lungs. So we're on our way there now. And the only thing she asked me for was to bring her some gumbo. I was like, girl, you can't eat no gumbo. She said, I'm going to eat me some gumbo. So I had made some gumbo and frozen and getting ready to go to Utah with this gumbo. And one thing I want to say, another thing is, if Dee Dee's on the line, I absolutely love her. I remember when my brother passed in 2015, last brother, and I just absolutely couldn't take it. And I said, I am not going to pick my brother up because they had his ashes in the urn. I'm like, I'm not going to pick him up like this. The last time I talked to my brother, now I got to go pick him up in the urn. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And Dee Dee talked to me. She said, Ruth, you better go get your brother. And well, I'm going to tell you, when I got there, first of all, I was still, at that time, still scared to cross the bridge, the Carcassonne Bridge. So I made it cross that bridge because I had to go get my brother and Elsa Brandy from the funeral home. And when I got my brother, I went to see Dee Dee. First person I saw, she hugged me and we cried and cried. Dee Dee has been there for so many people. You're just a precious little lady. I absolutely love you because you helped me get through that time. It took me, they said if I didn't get my brother that day, they were going to have to dispose of his ashes. Because I just said, I can't pick up Nookie like this. But Dee Dee was right there. And she encouraged me to come on over there and get my brother. So, thank you, Dee Dee. I love everybody. And yes, she was a soldier, declared victory. I feel like, you know, this is a place for the VIPs. I've always felt honored to be on this call. Because there's nowhere that you can really get this kind of love, not even from some family and friends. But declare victory, baby. Y'all helped me get through a whole bunch. And so today I go visit my mother-in-law, who is a Jehovah's Witness, who didn't come to no weddings and no parties because of the religion. But it don't matter. And I'm also glad that I got the chance. I surprised my husband with a trip to Utah 2 years ago. And she had dementia then, but she still was able to, you know, she recognized him. He was coming in and out. She recognized him, and they talked and laughed when we got pictures. And now we're on our way. And she on her way. But it's all right.
We're going to pray for safe travels and journeys for you. Ruth, and if you could do me a favor and make sure that you put his family's names on the prayer app so we can know how to pray specific and effectively for them.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Natasha. Make sure she get that gumbo, honey. If that's her heart's desire, give it to her.
Oh, I got it. I'm packing it up now.
Good job. Go ahead, Todd.
I heard early on when people were sharing about Bubbly, just fighter. So she had that, just a beautiful spirit. And again, I'm grateful for just the opportunity to hear her sound and to be connected through so many of you. So this was beautiful. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who shared a memory. I didn't know her personally, but it made my heart smile because when I heard the news, of course, my heart goes out to her family, to you, Dee Dee, just, you know, I love you. And it was just wonderful to hear the beautiful memories and to be able to laugh and hear some of the stories that people shared about their relationship with her. And I'm sure that this is just the beginning, because isn't a wonderful thing that we have that opportunity to do that and to celebrate the life. So thank you to declare victory. This really is a special place And love you all. Blessings on your day.
Love you, Taj. Thanks. Again, if you take one thing away, take one thing away that we don't have a whole lot of time. God is not bound by time, so you talk to him, tell him what it is. But make sure you're approaching him in faith with a whole heart. Yeah. Well, I mean, we look at the track records of the old, how, you know, Enoch walked off the world. We don't know where Enoch is, but he was faithful. Abraham, just to name even the Gentiles who weren't even supposed to be part of the blessing. He is no respecter of person. So know that it is your faith that pleases God. So whatever you do when you're asking him, walk and trust God, because he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
Amen. You want to say something, Big Sis?
Yes. All I can do is remember, when I hear her name, all I remember is a smile, this smile, this huge smile. And, you know, her voice would carry on. And you almost feel like it took you through your day whenever you would hear her. But one of the things that I want to say is there is a song that was from the Golden Girls, Thank You for Being a Friend. And that song goes out to all of you who, you know, knew her and spent time with her and loved on her. And Dee Dee, you know, especially this song is for you. Thank you for being a friend. God bless you. I love you. I love all y'all.
I love you too, Beverly. Dee Dee, what's our snack for today? Bubbly like Suzy Q's, right?
What you say, Shell?
I say, what's our snack for today? Bubbly loves Suzy Q's, right?
Yep.
We're going to be finding us some Suzy Q's today, y'all. So we're going to all be on Suzy Q's.
That's my girl.
I love you.
Yes. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. New edition. So if y'all get on, y'all, we're going to flood y'all timeline.
Any Heartbreak, if y'all see any Heartbreak by New Edition, that was one of her favorite songs. So just shake a little tail feather for her today. It's okay. Jesus knows you can still love the Lord and dance too.
right. And don't forget, also send a monetary donation to Declare Victory to make sure that the family is covered as well. She was a soldier here. She's not here, not just here, but she's a soldier. So do what you can. Do something, though, okay? All right. So I love you all. Thank you for your time. Thank you for coming to this place where it's sacred, where we can sit and dine amongst one another, where the table is always spread, that the Spirit of the Lord dwells here. In Jesus' name, I think somebody else trying to say something before we go about our day. Somebody else want to say something? Well, if not, thank you, Living Water. You know, we get word, but it ain't about me. It's about each other. So we love on each other. We yield for each other. We surrender for each other. Hey. It's Jesus all the way. Bang, bang, Jesus gang. I love y'all. Have a great, great day, okay?
Before you hang up, still.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, everyone. It's Magnificent again. Super Tuesday. Remember to go out and vote. If you have not used your mail-in ballot, don't mail it. You would have to drop it into a drop box. Have a great day on Super Tuesday. Sending you all love.
Make the change if you want to see it happen. Get out and vote.
Love you, family.
Love you, family. Have a great day.
God have a blessed bless you, everyone. Love you.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, fam.